This is GQDN for Monday, January 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're excellent, excellent stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some esports news today. We got a little bit of NVIDIA. And of course, we got a Nintendo update to tell you about as well. But we begin today with PC Gamer because they said that there were 66 accounts within Path of Exile 2 that were compromised. Why? Because somebody was using an old Steam account and they found a bug on the back end of the game, or the program that is. Now, PC Gamer, where we got the article from, was talking to a couple of streamers called Darth Microtransaction and Gazzy TV, and they were asked about a data breach at Grinder Gears Games, and that's where the game director Jonathan Rogers did say that there was someone that got access to an administration account and said, quote, "We now understand how that happened. We don't fully understand the scope of everything that occurred here, but we're sort of in the process of looking at the logs and so on. There were a few really crappy things that occurred here that I'm very unhappy about," end quote. Okay, he swore and I didn't. Now what happened was there was some social engineering to get the open access to the admin account because the old account was an admin from Grinding Gears Games. Now within the interview and in that discussion, one of the people that was in that interview did say that both GGG and Valve didn't consider anything about the old Steam account that people were not using because there was an attached admin account that did compromise Steam support. Now Steam's proof of ownership will let you use the Visa credit card's name, billing address, and the last four digits to reset a password to the account. But that's everything that a hacker could use to hack that account. And when it went to GGG, it was discovered that the studio software was, quote, "registering password resets for Path of Exile 2 accounts," end quote. And that means that there was someone with some admin permissions that could go in and delete those notes. And that's where they found that 66 notes, which could be 66 accounts, were compromised. So that did happen. Now we go from that, to hacking the accounts, to making something? Oh, making a game, huh? Well, Larian Studios, makers of Baldur's Gate 3, is now focused on the next game, and they're promising a, quote, "media blackout," end quote, for the future. Now, this is during the much-anticipated patch 8 for Baldur's Gate 3 is coming out, but they were looking at Baldur's Gate 3, and they did call it a big, big success. But the Larian boss Swin Vinky did say, quote, "but the story ain't over yet," end quote. In fact, he got up on Twitter and said there, quote, "Got me all nostalgic. It really has been an incredible journey so far, but the story ain't over yet. Stay tuned. Going to try to skip the dark night and the soul moment, though, if you don't mind," end quote. In fact, they did issue a statement to Video Gamer and said, quote, "Swin and the team's full attention is focused on crafting their next title," end quote. And that could lead to the next blackout for them. Media blackout. Basically, things are going under wraps. Back to work, I guess, for them. But that's good for us. Bungie could be doing something, too. Eurogamer.net said that Bungie's making a MOBA, a cozy game that is codenamed Gummy Bears. Gummy Bears? And this could be going to a brand new PlayStation studio, all via Eurogamer. And what they're saying is that's according to thegamepost.com, because they did say that there are 40 Bungie developers are working on a new studio to expand the Super Smash Brothers type game to a younger audience. So what could they be working on? We'll see. Well, Lenovo's working on something too, but they kind of made a mistake. Because according to PureXbox.com, they accidentally raised hopes of a Halo 5 PC release. Now, Halo 5 Guardians right now is the only title that has not been released to PC at this time. But Halo's been very popular with Steam over the past 5 years. And the fans did spot the Halo 5 image that was in the Lenovo's marketing materials for the new Legion Go S, which is a handheld device. So Mischief did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Did Lenovo just accidentally leak Halo 5 PC port ahead of the Xbox event?" Ben Green replied, "No, LOL," end quote. But could that still be happening? Possibly. We shall see. Maybe that was just a rumor. Well, okay, we've been talking about Switch 2 this past Saturday, and well, according to My Nintendo News, Switch might make that announcement this week. Now, My Nintendo Everything did say that Eurogamer did corroborate the January 16th reveal date. So that could that come in 3 days? Well, if that happens, we will know something within the next 2 days. And there could be the focus on the console itself. Because we knew that there's been a lot of Switch 2 leaks over the past few weeks. So could that happen? That is indeed possible, but we shall see about that. So, if there's going to be an announcement, we'll see. Because Eurogamer, the aforementioned Eurogamer, did say that the lawyers for Nintendo visited Genki because of the Switch 2 leaks. Why? Because we were talking about Switch 2. We weren't the only ones. A lot of podcasts were, and still are. And we know that Genki made some mock-ups with the Switch 2 units. And Nintendo saw it, and they said, no, that's not the console. But one of the French tech journalists, Julien Tillock, was a part of the reporter team that did stop by the Genki CES booth last Friday. And according to Tillock, Genki told Nintendo that it did not sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, with Nintendo, and that is why they thought they did not break any rules. So here's what Tillock did say. Quote, "I talked to the guy from Genki just behind me. He told me that Nintendo had stopped by with lawyers. They had nothing to be reprimanded for because they had never signed a paper with Nintendo. No confidentiality agreement, no NDA. So the Japanese brand are quiet. On the other hand, Genki told me that they are sure that the Nintendo Switch, except for a few details, would look like this 3D prototype," end quote. And what we do know is that Nintendo said that those renders that Genki made was not official. I know, words are hard. But that is that. So now there's Switch 2, which could be made by NVIDIA. We won't know until the console's details have been released. Maybe this week. But NVIDIA, just like other companies, are trying to line up with the next American administration. Do note that this happens every 4 years, because everyone wants to curry favor with the upcoming president. And NVIDIA is doing the same thing. And that's mainly because of the AI framework that they have done. And they're cozying up to Trump because Biden did criticize the AI framework. Now that there are rules now to keep the AI chips and models under the control of the United States and their allies. But the next administration will decide on whether or not to enforce them. That's coming from The Verge. Now, this interim rule that was announced today would place some limitations on how many artificial intelligence chips companies can send to different countries without making agreements with the U.S. government. NVIDIA will be impacted the most because they have 90% share of all the AI chips. Now, these rules want to close loopholes that would allow countries such as China and Russia, and they are already subject to the semiconductor trade restrictions. Basically, they cannot obtain or develop their own AI technology. And the Biden administration wants to keep the AI development under control of the US and all of its allies, which would include the UK, Canada, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. So here's what the White House did say in a statement. In the wrong hands, powerful AI systems have the potential to exacerbate significant national security risks, including by enabling the development of weapons of mass destruction, supporting powerful cyber operations, and aiding human rights abuses, such as mass surveillance. Today, countries of concern effectively employ AI, including US-made AI, in this way, and seek to undermine US AI leadership, end quote. Now, why put this in the show, right? This affects NVIDIA, and NVIDIA is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, chip makers for gaming PCs, okay? I think that justifies that. Well, but this is already justified. If you like esports, the esports events calendar 2025, major leagues and tournaments have been announced. Now there's a lot to go on, and esportsinsider.com has the full list. Okay, it's too much to go on here, but maybe I can give you some highlights. Call of Duty League 2025 Stage 1 Major will be January 30th to February 2nd in Spain. The Overwatch Champions Series 2025 North America Stage 1 will be online January 31st to March 9th. That's the first set. The next set there for Overwatch will be in March. And that'll be the Overwatch Champions Series 2025 Asia Stage 1. And that'll be in South Korea, March 2025. The Esports World Cup Chess will be in Saudi Arabia, July 31st through August 3rd. And the Esports World Cup 2025 CS2 will be August 20th to August 24th in Saudi Arabia. If you like Pokemon too, Pokemon Unite World Championships 2025 will be August 15th to the 17th in the US. And yes, the World Championships is also scheduled as well. So the entire schedule is out for 2025. Esports Insider has it. But they also have a 10-year anniversary for G2 Esports. And because of that, they got a jacket. And actually, it's a jersey that the collection could be for G2 Esports. And they did reminisce on their 10-year anniversary as well. Now, the pro kits will be worn during the regular season. And there'll be a special prestige jersey that will appear on international events where the organization will compete in. So people will indeed have fun with that. And indeed they will. Now, you know, we go into sales after esports news, right? So Engadget did say that there's a Samsung 2024 M8 monitor and it's on sale just for $399. That's 43% off. And that's up on Amazon. It's 32 inches and it's a smart monitor. So if you like that one, you can find it at Amazon. It's a 4K monitor. And it looks really good. But that's not the only thing that looks really good. Sony just issued a patent because they're making a camera, and that could be used for your PlayStation. If done right, it could be used for your PC. Now, this is just a patent, so obviously there is no price point at all. And it's just in development. Well, we'll see if it comes out or not. But the fact that Sony is making cameras for your PC, for your PlayStation, yeah, that's news. And that's news for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.